Seattle measured its worst air quality in decades earlier this week after wildfires in British Columbia blanketed much of the Northwest in a smoky haze. And yesterday, Washington Governor Jay Inslee urged voters to approve a price on carbon that he said would curb air pollution. Many cities in the U.S. are still dealing with poor air quality, and not just because of these wildfires. A recent study says tens of millions of Americans regularly breathe polluted air, and that number is likely to grow in part because of climate change. Elizabeth Ridlington is a policy analyst with Frontier Group, an environmental advocacy group, and she's co-author of that study. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to talk about that study that you did in just a moment, but let's start with these fires and what they've done to air quality up and down the West Coast. We're seeing some local reports that air quality around Seattle was worse than major cities in China and India lately. Has it really been that bad?
Yes. The fine particulate pollution that comes off those wildfires can travel hundreds of miles, if not even thousands of miles. And so Seattle and other places up and down the West Coast, and then even as far as some East Coast cities, are experiencing significant pollution from these fires.
It's been a problem for a while, of course. Big picture, you studied air pollution data from 2016 for this report that we mentioned. And you write that in 2016, 73 million Americans experienced more than 100 days of air quality bad enough to harm human health. What is driving those numbers?
What's driving those numbers is our continued reliance on fossil fuels. So burning oil, diesel, natural gas, and coal creates pollution that forms into smog, also known as ground-level ozone, which is bad for human health.
I assume a lot of that is coming from things like automobiles, but aren't cars becoming more fuel efficient? Aren't they becoming cleaner?
Yes, cars are amazingly cleaner than they were 20 years ago, and that is a thing to be celebrated. But we also still need to continue making progress. There are a lot more cars on the road now than there used to be, and that's why we can't afford to rest on our laurels or even backslide on air quality standards for vehicles.
You made a list of the 10 most populated metro areas with more than 100 days of elevated air pollution in 2016. Tops on the list, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, that's in California's Inland Empire east of LA. Las Vegas was on the list, Los Angeles. What does it mean for the people who live there, who, by the way, have known for a while that their air has not been great?
Right. Low levels of smog can make you cough or wheeze. It can feel like a sunburn in the lungs. It just does not feel good. Over the long term, it can cause asthma. It can trigger asthma attacks. It can also just cause permanent damage to the lungs.
Your data come from 2016, before the Trump administration, which, of course, as we know, we've been reporting on, has been trying to roll back quite a few environmental regulations, including those on fuel efficiency. Do you have any idea yet how the picture has changed since 2016?
Since 2016, air quality has probably largely held steady in terms of pollution from vehicles, but both 2017 and 2018 have had some significant wildfire events that have created a tremendous amount of fine particulate matter pollution. In terms of the Trump administration and going forward, the proposal to freeze fuel economy standards at current levels is very bad news for our long-term health and long-term air quality.
Elizabeth Ridlington is a policy analyst with the Frontier Group. Elizabeth, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.